President Vladimir Putin has accused Washington of fighting an indirect war against Russia in Ukraine, using Ukrainian soldiers instead of its own. Well, the Russian president also dismissed the Patriot missile defense system pledged by Washington, D.C.
Regarding Patriot missiles, it's a relatively old system. It doesn't work as well as our S-300. Nonetheless, those who are confronting us say this is a defensive weapon. Well, okay, but there will always be an antidote. So the people who are doing this are doing it in vain. It's just prolonging the conflict, that's all.
Well, let's speak to Charles Stratford, our correspondent in Kyiv. Let's just talk about this air defence system and how the capital is actually preparing to defend itself over this winter period.
Well, it's very interesting yesterday, Sahail. We were out filming as part of a story that we're building on the kind of air defence efforts that the Ukrainians are making around Kyiv and the wider country. And what we saw was an incredible level of organization and enthusiasm, but certainly a multi-layered system. We were given access to what the Ukrainians describe as mobile air defense systems. And what struck us the most was the age of some of the weapons that they were using, mainly heavy machine guns, some bolted onto the back of trucks. This particular unit was basically part, so they say, of a wider network and on receiving alerts of an imminent attack by some of these kamikaze drones and cruise missiles, then they'd be able to track these drones approaching, at least, not the cruise. There's no way that a heavy machine gun can take down a cruise missile. To follow these drones and take them down. We know that the Ukrainians have been very successful, by and large, in intercepting many of these kamikaze drones and cruise missiles, but we also know that it's had, these bombardments have had a devastating attack, results, consequences on the kind of energy infrastructure here. There are millions of people still across Kyiv, the Kyiv region and the wider country who are enduring rolling blackouts and heating problems because the authorities cannot get electricity to them on a 24-hour basis. And in the last 24 hours or so, Ukraine's energy minister has said that they're not going to be able to restore the full capacity, full working order of Ukraine's electrical grid system until the summer. And we are fully expecting more attacks by the Russians targeting this infrastructure. Now, of course, as we know, there have been more contributions by Western countries in recent days and weeks, most notably from the Americans, to try and bolster these air defenses when, in fact, those kind of systems will arrive. And, of course, the complexities of training Ukrainians to use them, it's debatable and it's a big question as to when they are going to be ready to be used. So the situation here is still in crisis mode, as I say, with the prospect any time of more attacks.
And of course, it's one of the many concerns that Kyiv has at the moment, Charles. So just bring us up to speed on what we know in terms of what's going on around Bakhmut at the moment.
Yes, so that city, Bakhmut, a city that the Ukrainians now are calling a meat grinder because of the intensity of the fighting there, an incredible war of attrition. We know that Bakhmut has been fought over intensely for the last few months. We also know that the Russians have made very little gains there, but certainly the Ukrainian military authorities are saying that on a daily basis they're getting probing attacks from the Russians from the north and the south of Bakhmut as they try and encircle the city. We've seen incredible footage of close combat, street-by-street fighting, trench warfare. We know that the Russians are using artillery, they're using heavy mortars and airstrikes in order to try and push forward in the city. The reason why Bakhmut is important is because military analysts will tell you that it would give Russians a clearer path to attacking the two largest cities still in Ukrainian control in the Donetsk region, those cities of Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. It's safe to say, though, that since those big gains were made by the Ukrainians in a counteroffensive in September and October, it has reached a bit of a stalemate in that area. And of course, that comes at a time when the Ukrainian military establishment are very concerned about what they describe as a potential winter offensive. being planned by Russia. Just some information also from an area along the Donetsk and Lugansk regional borders. That's north of that city of Bakhmut. This is an area that we visited a couple of months ago, a town called Torske, which was a new front line in that area, close to a town called Kramina, which the Russians control. Now, the Ukrainians took control of Torske, as I say, a couple of months ago. The Ukrainian authorities now are claiming that they have liberated a couple more villages north of Torske. So we also know that intense fighting along the borders of Donetsk and Lugansk.
Charles Stratford for us there in Kyiv. Thanks, Charles.